Awesome. That sounds great, because that's that I can pick right up there.
I still don't hear you, Allison. I know you got a whole bunch of questions. Oh, wait. I think I hear you. Say something again.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Hi, Allison.
Good. Sorry I'm late.
That's all right. It might be just me and you and John today.
Well, that's cool.
But I know you've got a lot of questions saved up from last week, right?
Well, you know, I'm kind of brain dead today. So I almost didn't come because I'm like, my brain is fried.
I'm feeling you too. I was just telling John, I feel like I'm just in a big clusterfuck right now. Last week was a loss. I didn't get anything done. This week I couldn't get into it, but I realized today that I've been forgetting to take my pills. So my brain chemistry is all off. Like, I've been trying to force myself to like go for my walks and stuff, but when I go outside, like, the world just doesn't seem right. And I haven't been able to drag myself out of bed or do anything. And I realized when I looked at my pill container today that my chemistry is just off. So
wow.
Now that I figured that out, I should be able to straighten myself out pretty quickly. But yeah, so
I get days like that a lot lately. I just can't seem to function.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep trying to put my finger on the why, and I always tend to go back to politics. It's debilitating.
Yeah, it is.
Going on in the world is just fucking debilitating. That's the only thing I can say.
But yeah, it is. It is.
It is. It fries my brain. But and I'm sorry I'm late. So I hope I'm not interrupting.
No, yeah, that was perfect timing, actually, Allison, because I haven't been engaged in the group very much lately, and so I kind of just got some tips from Carlos about how to kind of get back into it and everything, and we were just, like, finishing up with that. I'm just going to kind of pick up where I started back, setting up my welcome funnel and stuff like that, and I told Carlos that I've been busking a lot lately, like, going out and playing on the street, and you know, just same thing. I mean, I'm seeing the effects of a lot of the politics down there. There's a huge homeless problem downtown. And so it's like a double-edged sword. It's like I get to play nice songs for the kids, but then I also see this horrible homeless problem here. And, you know, I just got to try to keep my mind that I'm a force for good out there. We are, as artists and musicians, we're out there like spreading music and, you know, but man, it's hard to stay above the negativity and the
crap.
The crap.
Well, it is hard. It's anyway, yeah. I wish my city I lived in was a little more busker friendly, because I'd be out there playing, but we don't really have any kind of core or downtown area, and areas in our quote downtown want you to pay to play, and I'm like, nah.
Nah.
What, they want you to pay to like play out in front of their venue?
Well, what we have is this farmer's market that happens twice a week during the summer, and it used to be that you could go to this farmer's market and it was like a carnival. It was wonderful music everywhere and vendors, and just it was so cool. And then all of a sudden they cut the music down, and then they made musicians pay, and you could only play in specific spots and only for a half an hour. And then you gotta move, you gotta go somewhere else, which, you know, I can understand, but
that's kind of like what they do on like the Santa Monica Pier, but there's a lot of demand, you know, there's a lot of people waiting in line to play, and they make good money by busking there. It doesn't really seem like the right kind of strategy for a small town farmer's market.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, this town tends to shoot itself in the foot every time we turn around. So it's a tough town. It's, you know, anyway. That's neither here nor there, but yeah, I'd be out playing more if it were more busker friendly, and I try to get out to open mics, but that has been difficult lately just because I've been feeling so down about everything. It's crazy, just down. It's I get no support when I play. When I do have gigs, I get no support. So I'm thinking, okay, so I go to an open mic and play for free. And when it's my turn to have a gig, nobody shows up. Like, what's the point? So anyway, that's my conundrum.
Well, that's, no, you're not alone. I mean, I think that's, we're all struggling with that. Like yeah, just so you know that I think that is important stuff, because I think it's good for all of us to commiserate too. And like, you know, I played a show because I got in on this fundraiser, you know, and I got like, I have no, like nobody showed up, you know, like you play gigs and like nobody shows up, even though there are like a few bands and like just nobody drew. And it's like really hard to get people out to live events, you know,
Where are you?
I'm in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, way up here. Now, I used to live in California. I moved here a couple of years ago. So I'm just getting to know people in this town. And it supposedly has a really good music scene, which it does. But it's, there aren't very, there, the venues are real competitive. And, you know, I don't know. There's opportunities here, but you know, you've got to kind of make them yourself. Like you said, I am glad there's a tourist area downtown for busking, but there aren't very many street musicians out there because it's kind of harsh out there and loud. And, you know, there's towns, you know, like down in Boston and stuff. Everyone tells me you should go to Boston. Cause that's where,
how far is that?
It's only a couple hours away. So I could do like a day trip or something.
Far enough away to be a pain.
Yeah. It'd be so.
You're kind of near El Paso, aren't you, Allison?
Oh yeah, I'm close to El Paso, but there really isn't, for my music, there really isn't anything in El Paso.
Not even like busking?
No, there's no place to busk there either.
Really?
I mean, no, and to drive all the way out there and I don't know. No, there's
what about farmers markets?
They're much the same as Las Cruces farmers markets. You have to pay to play, pay to be there, and it's just that makes it difficult. You know, when I got to drive and spend money on gas and all that stuff and haul all my gear out and then to pay on top of it, it's just like me.
Yeah, but if you just went with your guitar, the Lofton girls, ladies, they just kind of busk bombed the airport in Seattle. They're like, let's just go play at the airport and see if we get kicked out. And they didn't get kicked out. They got some good attention. They got some good Facebook Live out of it. So, you know, what if you just show up at the airport, you know, and play a few songs for people, and if you get kicked out, fine. It's just an hour's drive with you and your guitar. If you get some attention, cool. You know, or Facebook Live it a little bit, you know, and at least, you know, if you have a day that you can just make a day trip and without any expectations. You know, that's something you could try at least.
Well, that's an idea. It would take me a lot of nerve to do that.
Yeah. It does take a lot of nerve. Like that's one reason I kind of went out, because I didn't have any gigs and I was feeling really depressed, and I felt like I used to busk a long time ago. And I just got in a conversation with somebody that said, you need, and kind of like what Carlos was just saying, like you got to make your own opportunities and to play. And I just said, I'm going to go out and just, you know, try to play. And there was nobody down there, and it's not really a busking area. It's just like it's a port place. But one place, after the third day out, I eventually found an ice cream shop that, you know, and I was imagining a squares and all this, but I found an ice cream shop where there were some benches outside. And so it took me a few days to find a location. But once I found it, you know, it's like, I kind of stick there and I just go to that one spot, and play. And, you know, I'll play for a few hours. And I was telling Carlos, I made between $50 and $100 out there. And actually that was more than a few hours. I'm a nut. Okay. I'm like really OCD. Like I swear to God, I play for like 6 to 8 hours. Like I go out and I'll take breaks, but I'll play and I can't stop. I'm like, I'm playing. And then I'll move some, like I'm down to a pizza place and like gets a bit later. And then like the bars kind of open. So it's like, I was actually out there because I love playing, and it's like I couldn't just do it for a couple hours and stop, you know. I'm talking about a couple of different things, but like once I got in my groove, I was doing that. Like my first few days, I had to move around and play shorter, but then once I found a sweet area, you know, I do go out there, and I'm in this kind of unemployed situation right now where I'm like looking at this like, if I can make that kind of money, if I can make like $50 to $100 a day doing that, then I don't have to be a dishwasher, you know, or something like that, you know, and I don't have any really other income right now. So I have these other tales of woe that we don't need to like, you know, but it's just like financially putting everything together. It's like, I was pleasantly surprised that like busking allowed me to connect with people and practice and play. And the reason I'm responding to this is because you said it takes a lot of nerve, and I was so nervous and didn't want to do it, but it turned kind of positive after a while. And it's like,
once you get a few people that actually appreciate it,
I got good feedback after a while. Like, you know, you go through all the people that just ignore you, and you know, then like these other problems. And then once in a while, somebody will say, thank you. Thanks for playing that song. Or I really like that. And honestly, I don't play originals out there. I go out there and I was telling Carlos, I play Puff the Magic Dragon and I play Octopus's yeah. Garden. And I put my whole artistic thing over there because these are families coming. And so I just am, it's like a different thing, you know, I'll sneak in original, like when it gets slow, and I'll rehearse a little bit or something like that on something when it's slow. But, you know, it's like, I was just telling Carlos to get out of my mental funk and everything. It helps me to I get out there and perform, even if it's that, even if it's Puff the Magic Dragon, which you know, it's a good song, actually, you know.
It's a great song.
But anyway.
So yeah, if you know kids' songs, find an ice cream shop or the Gymboree or anywhere, you know, where there's any decent amount of traffic. You could, you know, that's a good idea. And that's something I'm sure you could find in El Paso. So airports, I think, are a cool idea because no one really expects it. But if you're waiting, you sure appreciate it. Maybe even if you don't even have to go inside the building. If you're just where, like in the pickup zone where people are waiting for their ride to come pick them up. In Salt Lake, we've got a perfect, like a whole island for that where you have to cross the street to the pickup line where people are just standing around waiting. I'm sure I would appreciate hearing music there. And, you know, who knows whether you get messed with or not. Another cool idea would be concerts. But concerts, El Paso's got to have some concert venues, like some like arena type venues, right?
There's one theater type concert venue that I know of.
They don't have like a basketball arena or.
Well, yeah, the rest are basketball arenas. We're going to go see Joan Baez in El Paso.
So here you go. Show up an hour early and just sit on the hood of your car and play some songs. That's the perfect audience for your stuff. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Show up an hour. You know, people are there tailgating anyway, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Provide the soundtrack for that. That is your opportunity. I expect a report, if not some Facebook Lives, from you playing in the Joan Baez parking lot. What's the date on that?
Oh, God.
I can look it up.
I know. October 14th.
Okay.
I'll have my family with me. They're going to think I've just totally flipped out.
Why?
That's so good
too.
Though. Like,
why wouldn't
like,
they be supportive of that?
One of them can do the Facebook Live for you.
Get one of them to broadcast for you.
That's a problem I'm having because I'm like totally solo. I mean, my wife's at work usually or doing something else. She just doesn't, you know. I mean, I just go down there and I have a hard time figuring out how to record myself. You know.
Oh, me too.
Invest in a little tripod.
I'm totally on my own.
I got this tripod for $20 off Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, Amazon.
Like I 20... need one of those. Yeah, my phone has slipped.
Not only does it holds the phone directly like this. It's got a little swivel. This ball thing is a little swivel. I just I just push this thing to loosen it up, and I can see I can swivel it all around like that to get the angle. So I used to have, it was like $15 or $20 off of Amazon. So invest in one of these.
Yeah, I need to get one of those because I prop it up on my music stand and try to get the right angle, but it's never.
It's worth a few bucks just to grab that, and then you can set it in a variety of places. I have another one.
All the gizmos.
Yeah, I gotta say, a couple months ago, I wasn't.
This one as well, which is kind of handy because the legs are bendy. I can clip it onto stuff.
Yeah.
And the phone just screws in. I could screw this thing that holds the phone in onto the top here. So I've got the two versions. I got this. This is what I had for a while, but it doesn't really work to hold up my light for my videos. It's not quite sturdy enough, but it'll work great for recording. For an iPhone, so either one of those type of things. This one, I think I paid like $20 in Moab at a camera shop. But they have those on Amazon too. So invest in one of those. That'll help. But yeah, you should definitely play in Joan Baez's parking lot. But what you should also do, since that's like a month away, see if there's not a show that's coming through there between now and then that you can just go down for an hour before it plays that you're not even going to, maybe without your family or with just one or two people, your husband or whatever, and just play for an hour and see what happens. What's going to happen is people are going to be like, yay, music before the music. That's what's going to happen. And that will give you the confidence to do it in front of Joan Baez. The Joan Baez concert, I think it's likely that one of her staffers walks by and says, oh, hey, let's get you up on stage with her. So if you can get into a place of confidence and put yourself into that position, I mean, you can, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're just as good as her. So there's no reason why that couldn't happen. But you just got to be in a position. You just got to be there. So I would say, it's worth an hour drive to just go.
And you play in.
You're cutting out there, John.
You play an instrument too, Allison, right? I mean, a cello, is that what? Oh.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I do cello too, yeah.
Yeah, she can do cello or she can do guitar.
I was going to say, because I read there's a guy in Baltimore who plays cello and like is making a lot of money playing, busking, playing on the street, different places. And I think Baltimore has a lot of good spots to play. I was going to say, having an instrument like that you don't always necessarily have to sing to just make beautiful music. And it's like, that's a more unique instrument than an acoustic guitar. Really. Like there's a lot of buskers out there with their guitar cases open, singing, singing songs and all that. Having a cello, I think would be a really draw for people and really people. It's just beautiful. It's like, you just start playing it and you can play beautiful music and even without an amplifier too and everything, I bet,
It's kind of difficult without an amplifier because it doesn't project.
Yeah, I run into that.
Quite as too. Well, but I got to figure out some instrumental stuff, I guess. But anyway,
especially with your loop machine.
Oh yeah, well that's what I love to do. I love doing that. I like doing it, but it takes equipment, and electricity and all that stuff. So,
I'll post a link in the group to this busker who actually does exactly what he uses a cello with a looper, and he goes out there and he does cover songs because that's what people kind of will want to hear. But he's figured out these different songs that really people respond to, I think he was on Reddit doing an Ask Me Anything or something like that, or maybe it was I'm a busker kind of thing. And I don't know, that inspired me. I was like, okay, if he's out there kind of just doing it, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. And yeah, but the more equipment, the more complicated it gets for sure. That's why it is easier to just go out there and try to find a spot where you don't have to amplify yourself too much. But
I think that's the advantage I have, that I can just play guitar and sing, you know. Yeah, also, so I can make it simple or I can make it complicated.
Yeah.
Either way.
It really helped me get back my mental game back on, like getting like what you say, getting feedback from people. Like if I'm going by and somebody gives me a tip or says thank you for that, you know, it's feedback, as opposed to going to an open mic and you go up there and you sing and you know people are like, oh, you were great. You're good.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. They, you know, what are they going to say? You sucked. You know, they're not going to tell you. And you know, we're always asking, like, how was I good? And, you know, it drives people crazy. Like my family or anybody, my friends, it's like, you know, but that's what we want. You know, we want that feedback. And so somebody giving me a tip is like, that shows like they liked it. And sometimes people are not shy about going, you have a great voice, or I love that song you just played. So, you know.
So true. So true. I go through the same stuff. Nice to know that I'm not alone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So questions, Carlos. Do you know much about God, I'm so brain dead today. I knew this was gonna happen, but the program for starts with a P, help me. So I'm thinking of not doing a Facebook group, but I'm thinking of going on to Patreon. Oh God. What do you think about doing, is it Patreon or Patreon?
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Yeah. So what is your opinion on that program?
I love it. It's ongoing crowdfunding. It's consistent income. The key is to be able to have, you know, consistent creative output. I normally recommend that people go through the normal crowdfunding campaign once first, just because that gives you an opportunity to learn and apply all of the skills that it takes, but it's fundamentally the same thing. It's just on an ongoing basis. Patreon's great because you know how I sell the map in every single email I send out. If you have a Patreon channel going, that's something you can sell on every single email. So we were actually just talking about that earlier today. Lynn's, we're working on a strategy to get her doing house concerts regularly, and like a reward level for her could be a broadcast of a house concert every month. So, and you have enough creative output, you could complete and give out an entire song every month. So I love it as a model. We can also build it into your website so that you don't have to pay Patreon's fees. Patreon's fees aren't that bad, actually. I think it's only like 5%. So it's really not that bad to have the whole inclusiveness and all the functionality without having to do any of the work. So there's normally I recommend avoiding, platforms and just doing it in house with this particular model. I think it's okay to even go directly through them. The first thing you want to do is have an engaged audience, and then, you know, you could do that. Since you're doing a song a week, since you're doing a song a month anyway, there's really no reason why you couldn't just go ahead and open up a Patreon channel and start it right now. You know, as long as you can keep up with producing a song a month, which I wouldn't see any problem with, and start pitching it. I would maybe, before you do, go through all the crowdfunding stuff, just like watching all the lessons. I think, pretty much one lesson. Now it's broken up in the way I did it in the 1.0 version. It's the one that actually is already broken up. But I would go through and just watch all of those lessons and then go through again and start applying them instead of to the overall crowdfunding campaign, apply it to your Patreon channel and kind of build up to a little bit of a launch for it using that methods, and then just move forward with it. Because even if it's just a few people to start, I would sign up. I would join your Patreon right now. I'll tell you that much. So even if it's just me for the first couple of months, you have me to entertain. And I'm sure there would be at least a few others that would join. And you can, that's the cool thing about it, is it's consistent income and you can grow it gradually. You can add reward levels gradually and stuff like that. And once you get enough, you know, add a reward level where you do a private show just for us once a month or something like that. So I love the model. It's ongoing, consistent income, and it's something that you would be able to keep up with without a problem. So, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking a lot about that. I also, you know, everybody talks about all these different things for selling stuff. Selling stuff. See, I'm so brain dead today. It's terrible, but like using WooCommerce, or I've checked out Cafe Press. I've checked out, and I am so limited because I don't have the technology know-how to use that stuff, and I'm still with Bandzoogle. I don't have WordPress, so I'm not sure it is as integratable. So basically what I'm saying is what I rewards, even small reward, I have to buy it all in order to present it. And then I have to mail everything. So that I guess I'm in a quandary. I don't know what to do.
I say let's go with Patreon right now. Let's just get started on that. You don't have to buy anything. You have everything you need to record songs. You already put out a song a month regardless. So all you have to do is set up your Patreon profile and we're good to go.
So my rewards would be what I produce, either uh-huh. in video form or recorded form or something.
Yeah,
like
so there's two ways to do it. You can get people to pledge on a per creation basis or on a monthly basis. All right, I would probably go, I don't know, you have to think about it. Because if you do it on a per creation basis, you know, you may have two creations, you may put out two songs per month. But what I may do when people pledge for on a per creation basis, I would have the option to set a limit. So say that way you don't end up putting out 10 songs 1 month and then I get hit for $50 at the end of the month by being surprised. I can say, all right, I'll pledge $5 per song per creation for a limit of up to two times per month. So that's one way you could do it, or you could do it monthly where, you know, they pay monthly no matter how much you create. And then they're never surprised and they know exactly how much they're, and they don't have to worry about the limits or anything. So the first thing I would say for you to decide is what can you commit to providing consistently? Yeah. I'd say one song per month is a good place to start. There's no reason to overwhelm yourself or any of that. And then you could say, you know, all right, so the $5 a month pledge gets my monthly song, and or even $1 or whatever gets my monthly song. The $5 level gets my monthly song and gets to pick a cover, recommend a cover song for me to play. And you know, you love covers. You're down to play that game.
Yeah.
So yeah, look
to do covers.
Yes. So, and I would have fun just throwing challenges at you every month, you know? So that's exciting for me.
Yeah, that'd be
cool.
Yeah.
So I would look through, let me find Corey. Corey, story killer. Here we go. Eli Lev. Okay, here we go. So what I would do if I was you, go look through the musicians that are on Patreon, look at their various rewards. Don't overwhelm yourself thinking, oh, I have to have all these different levels. You only need one level to start with. And we've already can decide on that as your one song. And you give them out of completed versions. I have one that I'm about to unsubscribe from, but she's kind of been an off and on client, but I'm not at all impressed with her offering. But I've been giving her $5 a month, and it's usually a crappy demo version of a song I don't like. But she's built that up to, you know, like $500 or $600 per month. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let's see here. Oh, this is great. Eli Lev. E-L-I, first name, last name, L-E-V.
Okay.
All right, so his dollar, is it a month? Okay, so he's got a monthly setup. All right, for $1 a month, you get his latest album and some special unreleased tracks too. For $5 a month, you'll get access to monthly videos of him playing his songs at house concerts and stuff. So basically any concerts he shows, he uploads the videos there. I don't even know if it's a live feed. $20 or more per month, I'll sing your choice of a song, original or cover. He'll sing you a song. Sing me a song is that reward level is called. I don't like his $100 a month one. It's called Angel Wings. You're an angel sent from above, helped me to realize, to help me realize my dream. So basically it's a charity reward. You get nothing, but you'll be my angel. I'm not interested in that, but the other ones are pretty good. So, you know, for $1 per month, say get your latest album, get the song that you are creating every month anyway. For $5 a month, you get at least one live show. So whether you play it just for the patrons or whether you play a show and record it and upload it, either one of those will fulfill the reward, and more than that will over deliver. $20 for a song, you choose a song, especially if it's a cover, something that you have to learn anew. That's a cool reward level, especially when you tell people, well, you know, be a $5 reward, but if 1 month there's a song you want me to play for you or learn for you, just jump up to $20 for that month and then jump back down to the $5. Like, they're not stuck at any one level. So, I mean, that's something I would probably do. I might not be able to afford 20 months all the time, but if that was your level, I would probably go with the $5 a month. And whenever I thought of a song that I want you to play, I would probably jump up to the $20 for that month and let you know the song. So there you go. So that's one example to look at. You know, it's kind of look around at other people, look at what prices they're getting and whether they're doing it monthly or per creation, and let that help you decide how you want to approach it. But you're already providing enough output to make it worthwhile to start.
Yeah, so I've got Patreon set up, and I've gone on and off for a few years. But my problem has been producing the consistent output. Recently, I've just done it. Like, I put out those shitty demos that Carlos is talking about. I'm kidding. No, but I mean, like, I said I got to upload something. And tonight's the 31st. I'm actually uploading a video of a song I recorded last night, just on my webcam. And I'm just going to upload that because I've got a few patrons. But my main point is that I've gone off and on for a few years. And if you're producing a song a month already, that's the golden ticket right mm-hmm. there, because you can always tweak the rewards stuff and everything on there. You know, it's like, but that's the trick with Patreon, is that you're asking people to subscribe to you. Basically, you're asking them to say, I'm going to pledge that you know, every time, you know, this is going to be a promise I'm making to produce consistently. And I haven't always felt like I've kept that promise, and I've kind of let things go. People have still hung around and like, you know, but
you're set up. Are you set up per creation?
I set up per month. I'm sorry. No, yes, Carlos. Yes. Per creation.
So that's the key difference. If you're not sure you can be consistent about the output, per creation is definitely the way to go. That way people are only being charged when you have something to offer.
Yeah. And but they make it real.
Yeah. You're consistent, making that commitment to your community and to yourself to be creating consistently, that works for you motivation wise. And you can fulfill that promise. So I would say for $5 a month, if you committed to a show, whether or not it's a live show, because I'm always excited to see you on Facebook Live, but that's kind of inconsistent. You know, sometimes you're on there, sometimes you're not. Sometimes I miss it altogether. So if you would just commit to doing one, maybe 10 song set or maybe a half hour set once per month, and even whether it's something you did on Facebook Live and then uploaded the video there so that I could have access to it without having to worry about missing it. You know, even if it's something you did out on Facebook Live, I would be happy to pay for it. Even if it's available to other people, just to know that I can go there and watch it whenever I want and don't have to worry about keeping track of it. Or if you don't, you know, do a show in front of your friends and family in the living room and record that as a private show and give me access to it on Patreon. That would make me happy, you know, especially for $5 a month to be able to get a half hour set from you once a month would totally make me happy. And any real fan, you know, would be pretty excited about that too. And then the pick a song for me to play certainly is a higher value thing than the $5 a month, I would say, even though that's what I initially said. You know, I know people charge like $50 or $100 for them to pick a song. So, I'd say that's your good two reward levels to start with right there. And so what if it's only $5 a month that you start with, you know, five $1 donors that you or subscribers that you start with, you're creating that output anyway. And it gives you something to build on and monetize and something to sell in every single email.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next thing. What scares me about Patreon is I'm having a terrible time getting people to sign up for my newsletters. I have well over 10,000 followers on Twitter.
Which, wow.
Actually, I have almost 11,000 now. And I'm getting great, you know, I'm getting great interaction with some of the tweets that I post. And when I do go live on Periscope, this last one yesterday, holy cow, I've gotten like 40 views and 10 retweets on the song that I only did one song. So I was like, wow, that's cool. And lots of comments. So I'm really excited about that, but I'm not getting the interaction with DMs and getting people to sign up for my newsletter. I took a kind of a hint from Elaine's DM about the automation thing, and I've gotten some chuckles from that and some. But I'm having a hard time getting people to answer my.
You froze there, Allison.
My message.
You're not going to get people to answer your message. Don't worry about the people that don't respond to your message.
Well, obviously I don't because they don't respond.
But. Right. So you're not going to convince those people too. The only thing you can do is make the best direct initial welcome message that you can, and then have good conversations with those that do respond to it.
Yeah, and that's my other problem. I'm not a very good conversationalist, but I've gotten a few. I mean, I'm.
How many did you get in the last month?
You know, in the last month, let's see, last month I think I got, I'm trying to remember because I have been keeping track, but I got in, what month are we in? Oh, August, July. July was a good month. I got like 30 signups, I think.
What? That's great.
And that's a good month for me, but.
That's super good.
Yeah.
I've never had a month that like good.
One a day, which is okay.
And so how many this month?
This month has been less. I think I've only gotten for August. I'm trying to remember because I just looked at the stats earlier today, but I think I was down to maybe 20 signups in August.
So that's not that far behind.
No, not too bad.
No, that's 20 more signups than I got in August.
So what about this?
I wasn't actively doing it, but that's, I think you're kicking ass, Allison, and you don't even know it. I think you're actually doing really well.
What about this airplay you're getting from Bree?
Oh, well.
How are you turning that into subscribers, or why aren't you?
I don't know how. I post it. I tell people, you know, I'm on the radio. Check it out.
Okay, no, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about directly from her. Like, I don't know how it works. Is she is an actual radio station, or is it an online radio station? Does she have a link to your Squeeze page on your profile there, or how does all that work?
No, it's an online radio station, and she will. Do ads for a price. If you want an ad during the program that takes, you know, tells people about you and mentions your website several times, you can buy an ad. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had the money.
How many people even listen to it?
I have no idea. I have no idea how to track it either.
No, she would have to have that information.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I do let people know that I'm on this program, and whenever I am on, you know, and she tweets it and she puts it on Facebook and I mention it to people, but I don't get much response.
Yeah, I don't know how valuable it is. I mean, it's good feel, you know, good ego points for you to be on there, but I don't know how really valuable it is because, you know, I have no idea how many people actually listen to it, especially online radio. So yeah, I guess there's not much to be done about that. And you promoting it really only does good for her. It gets people to listen to her show. If anything, it's not really helping you out. So, yeah, I mean, keep up with 20 or 30 a month. It's still something, you know, it's still growing. If you want to schedule some time later, we can look at your actual messaging back and forth again. I'm always down to do that.
I always need help. I run out of things to say, and I'm like,
Right. Well, that's the thing is you shouldn't need to run out of things to say. You should be able to get to the ask for the email address within two or three, you know, come back and forth, and you only need like five or six things to say in your bag of things to say.
Yeah.
It's the same five or six things to say, but it's to a different person every time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, a lot of times I will lose people when I say, well, hey, if you know, I ask them if they'd like to hear some of my music, and they say yeah, and I go, okay, cool, send me an email address, I'll send you some downloads, and I'll hook you up to my music community, and nothing, I get nothing back, and I'm like, oops, which is okay, I mean, that's okay, I don't know.
Yeah, so I think it's probably doing okay. For me to really judge, I'd have to know more about how many, you know, the normal question I always start with, how many people per day are you following?
I've kept closer track, like mm-hmm. as per our last conversation, I've kept closer track as much as I can. I don't follow people every day, which I probably should, but you know, I do this volunteer stuff too, so.
And that's fine. You just have to realize that the amount of traffic you're going to get is going to be directly related to the amount of time you're able to put into it.
Yes.
So for the amount of time you're putting into it, you may be doing really well, numbers wise.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So
keep it in perspective.
Yeah, it's, you got to keep that perspective and just remember, okay, so 30 is your best month. Don't worry about any number other than 31. From now on, you know, until you break that, until you have a month better than that, just hit, go for that 31, make whatever adjustments, whether it's following more people, whether it's adjustments in the conversation that you have, you know, things that you actually have control over. Don't worry about things you don't have control over, like who responds to your auto DM, you know, unless you feel like you can tweak that message a little bit, and just keep going for that 31. And then that, and then 1 month you're going to get 40. And then you'll say, okay, well, that's my high for the month. So now my next goal is to get 41. And as long as you're continually improving, you're still continually bringing new traffic in. So maybe it doesn't grow as fast as me, who spent 8 hours a day doing it for 2 years. I wouldn't expect it to. I put a lot of freaking time into it. But 30 good people per month, you know, it'll grow. And just like with the Patreon, start out making $5 per month, doing something you'd be doing already anyway, and it'll grow bit by bit. You know, the people that tend to subscribe on Patreon tend to stay subscribed. There's not a lot of attrition there. So it's just a matter of building on top of it. Even if you start as low as making just a few bucks a month, you know, you can get up to that few hundred. You just got to keep bringing in the new subscribers, bringing in the new community members, and doing it at you know, a pace that improves on what you're doing before, not leaps and bounds, just baby steps up the hill.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say to pay attention to what's working. I mean, like go ahead and just jump in and do it and everything, but then pay attention, like as you go, like with your Twitter conversations or anything like that, you know, like if you find out, like, the adjustments you make in your conversations, you know, can be based on like which ones worked and which ones didn't. Like once I started telling people, you know, getting right to the ask, and then also I when I started saying I'm working on my first album, if you sign up for my mailing list, I'll send you my album free when I release it, even though I don't have anything right now. You know, I just noticed that, like, with along with that ask, if I threw that in there, people were like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, you know. And I noticed that there's something about, you know, asking but also, you know, sweetening the pot a little bit. And that I just noticed that once I changed my language on that kind of helped people, you know, more a lot more, instead of saying here's a song to download. People like, whatever. But if I'm going like, hey, my album, I'm working on it, some of these songs are coming out, and I'd, you know, love to have you on my list, and I can send you my whole album for free when it comes out. I don't know. I'm just saying, for me, that worked. And so I repeated it, you know, and I cut out some of the other things I was saying that seemed like they were leading nowhere with those conversations.
Couple of awesome ideas from John. So the conversations that do work for you, print them up and stick them on your wall. All right. Save those. Take screenshots of the ones that worked, literally, not figuratively. Print them up and stick them on your wall so that you can look at them. Not on your computer where you have to look up a file to review them, but somewhere where they're in front of your face all the time. And look at the ones that work. It will help you manifest more that work simply by, you know, looking at those and knowing what direction. You know, when you see a conversation going a particular direction, you can be like, oh, I remember. I have one like that printed on my wall. Take it down the same road. Do that. And also, yeah, like, I will also give you my new album when it comes out. If you're putting out a song a month, every 6 months you could release an EP, and you could give that EP free to anyone that subscribed at that time, and then you would be fulfilling that promise.
Yeah.
I won't be hurt because I paid to get each song as it went. If you give a free, give it out free just to those that are subscribed at the time, people that come through later, they would have to buy it, but you will have promised them the next EP. So that's kind of, since you're constant creating, that's a carrot that you can always have to dangle and be able to deliver on and still have a carrot to dangle. I just opened this really cool piece of mail I want to show you guys from Stormy Mondays. They're from this weird region of Spain that speaks this other country. But check this out. It's a record, right? This plays on a record machine. But look at the other side. Plays on a CD machine.
What? Oh, that's great.
Double. It says wow. Plus,
yeah, it says this side, what is it, 45 RPM? And the CD is the other side.
That had to cost them a shitload to do.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't even remember what I paid for it. I was like, I don't care what that cost. Give me one. I bought it, but I don't even remember what it cost. It's just so cool.
Oh, I know.
That's super cool.
Wow, that is super cool.
That's awesome.
So, it's specially numbered, 66 out of 500.
Limited edition.
I just wanted to share that with you because it's pretty fucking awesome.
I love that. Wow. But,
yeah, Allison, I think you've got a lot that you can do by just looking at Patreon right now and just start moving in that direction. You know, start small and build up to it. Same with Twitter. Just keep moving forward. 30 is more, 30 more than you had last month. You didn't beat your record this month. Next month is the month you get 31, and that 31 may turn into 40. And like John said, print up those conversations that you have that you know are successful so that you can be looking at them all of the time while you're doing your Twittering.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea, John. Thank you. All right, because conversation is really difficult for me.
Yeah, well, you know, some of them work. So let's just focus on the ones that do work and try to repeat them.
Some of them I'm surprised. When they come back with their email address, I'm like, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So save those ones, and then it'll stop being surprising once you get enough of them under your belt.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you. Yeah, we'll do that. And I will schedule some time because I could use a little help. And mostly confidence, too. You know, I get a little nervous about thinking about Patreon, but I suppose if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, it's kind of like,
yeah, it does. It doesn't cost you anything. It's not like you're paying
a monthly
amount to do it.
Not like
Patreon's free for you. They take their fee when, so you can like get it set up and then just tweak it as you go along, you know. But if you're producing, like Carlos said, a song a month, and it even encourages you to kind of stay on track with that too, because, you know, but I mean, if you're doing that already, that's the trick. All the other stuff is just kind of coming up with brilliant creative ideas as you go along. And like what Carlos said, like, look at what other people are doing and don't get overwhelmed. Like, I see one guy who's like a hero of mine, and one of his first reward is like, you get to like connect with me here on Patreon. Like, you just like, it's already built in there for free that they get to like write posts back and forth. But he has that as like his first $1 reward level. And people don't really care about the rewards. Honestly, they do a little bit, but they're not, I mean, it needs to be there because it sweetens the pot, but it's also like, you know,
yeah, there really, are several people I support like on Patreon that I don't look at them. I don't even really download their music or anything. I just like them and want to support them.
Yeah. Well,
we're all selling ourselves, really. I mean, I see that. It's like I thought of that about busking. When I was out there busking, I was like, it's not the fact that I'm singing Puff the Magic Dragon, you're going to love it. It's that it's me out there and my open heart, or, you know, I'm cutting up, but as a musician, as an artist, it's, you know, it's us. And it's like, we're getting people to buy into who we are, and, you know, we got to be confident. We got to believe in ourselves. And that's
hard to do.
Hard. But we got to do it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyway.
So both John and Allison have their homework cut out for them.
But stuff that we think. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm starting back at the back of the class. So.
That's okay. Everybody, there's people at every single stage of this course that have been here for varying lengths of time. So, you know, wherever you're at,
Sometimes I feel like I start all over again, you know.
And sometimes that's what you got to do. That's how troubleshooting works. Start at the beginning and make sure you have everything in place in the order that I presented it.
Yeah.
So that's totally fine to do. It just each time you go through it, you'll get through it faster.
Yeah.
And you tighten up the bolts where you need to along the way. So once I roll out the 2.0, everybody's going to start from the very beginning.
No kidding. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. What's up with you, Tim?
Hey, not much, Carlos. How you guys doing? It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, I didn't get to see you this afternoon.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah, I was at work. I just want to say, Allison, I'm a big fan of yours, man. I'll definitely subscribe to your Patreon as well. And, you too, John. Like, both you guys, I'm big fans of both y'all's music. And, I mean, you guys are great people. And I just want to support, and I appreciate you guys. And I noticed, Allison, you didn't seem very confident about your Patreon, but I have complete faith in you. I love what you produce, and I mean, why not? It's a great idea. I think you're more talented than me. I mean, yeah, I could unicycle, but you're an amazing musician. Your singing and your creativity, and yeah, I can't play guitar like you can. Like, I mean, that's awesome. So, I mean, I think that's another thing that I'm working on that, like we were talking about, is not being too critical of oneself and trying to. You know, because we have a lot of redeeming qualities and, you know, people do like us, and just trying to, I've been going to Facebook, just live, and that in itself has been starting conversations with people like, oh, that was cool. You're on a unicycle. So that helps, because I don't know everybody that follows me on these platforms. I've also got my, homework cut out for me. Unfortunately. Yeah. See that.
Oh, actual homework.
Yeah. Boring. I'm trying to get caught up in this stuff, but I'm way behind in this stuff too. So,
everybody's exactly where they need to be. No one's behind. Everyone's exactly where they are. Just like a wizard never arrives. A wizard always arrives precisely when he means to. Never late, never early.
A teacher always arrives when you need one.
What, oh, what's that from? That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's a Buddhist saying about that too.
The teacher always appears when the student is ready.
Yes. Yes. Something like that. But Tim, I love what you do. Your electronic stuff. You know, it's very cool. I can't do that.
Thank you. I think I'm still practicing, and since my time is so limited, I don't feel bad about if I make mistakes, because I'm just a part of my practicing is live, and it's okay.
Hey, you know, there's a saying about mistakes too. Everybody makes mistakes. But you got to make mistakes with passion.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not mistakes. They're part of your thing. And everybody makes mistakes. I make mistakes constantly.
It's like, I mean, I'm doing it on a unicycle. How good can I do it? You know, I'm getting better, you know, and I think you've come a long ways, and I'm proud of you. But I don't know.
Cool.
Glad to be here.
We're glad you're here too, man.
You've been doing Facebook Live on a unicycle. I've been not engaged in the group for a long time, so I haven't seen your Facebook Live. That's awesome, man.
He does techno while he's unicycling.
Serious?
He's got like his keyboard and his little punch pad thing over here, wobbling back and forth between them.
I'm gonna
check
you out.
Doing backflips in his room up the wall.
I'm going to check you out. That's awesome.
Crazy.
See, that's shareable right there. That's like shareable.
Yeah, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, I've been sharing too much of the wrong stuff, though, and that's something I need to work on.
The wrong stuff?
I don't know. I think that it's You know, what I should be really marketing is the whole unicycling stuff. And I don't know. I don't think I've been doing the Facebook group right.
It's a constant learning process.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's – if yeah, go ahead. I was going to say if we don't make mistakes, then we don't know what actually works right either. So we got to make mistakes to figure out what actually works.
Yeah.
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 And I hate to say this, but I'm going to have to go. The sun is setting, and I've got to go feed my horse, my grass burner. I really appreciate this. I appreciate all you guys, and thank you. This is exactly what I needed to do tonight. So
cool. I'm glad it worked out for everybody. I'm glad I made it. I wasn't feeling it either, too, Allison. Now I feel a lot better going into the rest of my day. So, I'm going to kick tomorrow's ass.
Yeah. Thank you, Carlos. I really, you do more than you realize, I think. So
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, man. And this is my first time in one of these for months, so I'm glad you were here tonight at a time that I could make it. And you know, this is plan to stick with it, man, and stay with it. And
cool. I hope to get
engaged again.
I hope to see more faces coming up with at these as we figure out what the new times are. Everybody, make sure to go in when I put up the poll probably tomorrow sometime and vote on the times that you're able to make it. And I'll probably make it so you guys can continue to add suggestions as well. And I'll try to pick the two times that accommodate the biggest variety of people. So that way we can get back into the, 10 or 15 people, in the class. Because those are awesome too. But these really small ones are really awesome. And two, because we get to dive a lot deeper into some stuff. So I will, I'll let you know. I'll post when the replay is available from today and from this earlier today. And I'll be in touch, email or Facebook, whatever you need. You know how to get a hold of me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carlos.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Carlos.
Sweet, guys. I'll catch you later.
All right. Bye, guys.